This speech today is from a paper that was prepared by a now retired lawyer from Austin named Stephen Jody Hellman, or Jody Hellman as I know him. He has taken liberty from us to go retire, period. Pulled his card back, walks around, is healthy and is happy, has lost a lot of weight, he told me recently, and says, I'd love for you to give that speech because I'm not going to ever again and I'm not going to ever practice law again. So, but it's one of the best papers that I know of about what a guardian is to be doing. Now, you heard recently, not only do the ad litems have to be certified as of September 1 of 2015, but so do the applicant's lawyers need to be certified. And it is important for you as lawyers to understand what the role of your client, if you're representing guardians or applicants to become guardians, or if you're just monitoring a situation. So we've set it up to, it's about an hour speech. I hopefully can get through the whole paper, but if not, read it all because there's very important things. This has been the base paper in the state of Texas since we started guardianship education back in 1993. Jody Hellman worked long and hard and is very thoughtful about what's going on here. And this also counts for half hour of your ethics because it is so, so important right now for you to understand what it is that your client or what the guardian is to be doing and making sure that the guardians follow what the rules are set out by the legislature. And it also helps the courts because if you keep your client, the guardian, in line, then it makes the accounting process, approval process down the road, reissuance of letters, easier for the courts, and we have less things to do.